The government has advised the British government against taking unilateral action on issues arising from the Troubles. It's claimed the planned legislation could be announced in London next week. Here's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Dealing with the legacy of Northern Ireland's Troubles remains one of the most controversial and sensitive unresolved political issues. The Daily Telegraph and Times newspapers are reporting that the UK is to ban prosecutions for any alleged crimes by former British soldiers before the signing of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. It's claimed the move will be announced in the Queen's speech next week. It's also reported that the ban would apply across the board, so it would also include former members of the IRA and lawless paramilitary organisations. Such a move would be a breach of the 2014 Stormont House Agreement, signed by the main political parties in Northern Ireland, along with the Irish and British governments. A spokesperson for the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, said the Irish government has strongly advised the UK against any unilateral action on such sensitive issues. Stormont's Deputy First Minister and Sinn Féin leader Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill, described the reports as another slap in the face to victims. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
On this programme, the SDLP leader and the MP for Foyle, Colm Eastwood, said that if true, the move would be a betrayal by the British government of all of the people who lost loved ones during the Troubles.
This has been the British government's intention, I think, for quite some time. They haven't spoken to victims about this. They haven't spoken to other parties about this. And my clear understanding is that they've gone unilaterally and briefed the Tory press in London without agreeing this with the Irish government. It's an absolute disgrace.
The British government has dispatched two Royal Navy vessels to Jersey because of concerns over a blockade by French boats in a row over post-Brexit fishing rights. Trawlers from Normandy are staging a protest today at Jersey's main port, St Helier. France has threatened to cut electricity to the island, which issues fishing licences to its boats. Karen Creed reports.
2 days ago, France stated the new rules governing fishing access to the Channel Islands waters were unacceptable and that it was ready to use retaliatory measures. Fishermen have complained about being prevented from operating in British waters because of difficulties in obtaining licences. Jersey has the sole power to issue these licences since last week under new fishing rules introduced under the UK-EU Trade and Cooperation Agreement. France claims the list of approved fishing vessels came with further demands that they were not notified about. It has threatened to cut off Jersey's electricity supply, while fishermen who claim their rights are being unfairly restricted are due to protest at Jersey's port. The UK has responded by sending two Royal Navy vessels to Jersey to monitor the situation. This move comes after Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged his unwavering support for Jersey last night. He added that any blockade by French boats would be completely unjustified.
The number of people being treated for the COVID-19 infection in hospital has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months. As of last night, there were 122 patients with the infection in hospital, the lowest evening total since the 2nd of October last year. It comes as more than 80,000 people aged 58 and 59 have registered for a COVID-19 vaccine over the past 2 days. From today, people aged 57 may apply for an appointment to be vaccinated. In the US, the Biden administration has said it supports an initiative to allow developing countries to make their own versions of coronavirus vaccines. President Michael D. Higgins has said the US support for the COVID-19 vaccine patent waiver marked a moment of immense moral significance, adding in a tweet that the decision puts global need ahead of any narrow considerations. Discussions on how to stop financial investment companies buying large sections of housing estates are likely to continue across government departments today. The Taoiseach has pledged that the government will immediately deal with what he termed the unacceptable situation, where first-time buyers are being forced to compete with institutional investors for homes. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The shortage of housing was back in the political spotlight last night as both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael politicians held party meetings. In particular, the issue of investor funds has triggered much unease in both parties and across the entire government amid deep political fears of rising public anger on the matter. the Taoiseach told his party that government want to ensure this type of property acquisition does not become an enduring phenomenon. Consideration is now being given to a number of options aimed at discouraging major investors from buying housing estates. This could even extend to a ban on such investment, with government keen to keep these companies focused on city areas where there is high density development. There is a particular concern that newly available homes are being bought by institutional investors and then, in some cases, leased back to local authorities. As the two bigger parties in government feel the heat on this issue, the Fianna Fáil Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, has been penciled in to address the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting in 2 weeks' time.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be dry and sunny in many areas this morning. However, in the north, scattered rain or hail showers, some heavy, will extend southwards to many areas during the morning and afternoon. Mainly dry and bright today. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 12 degrees.